Act 3, Scene 3.
Ernest, my own Ernest.
Gwendolyn, darling.
One moment, Ernest. May I ask if you're engaged to be married to this young lady?
To dear little Cecily? Of course not. What put such a foolish idea into your pretty head?
Thank you. You may kiss me.
I knew there must be some misunderstanding, Miss Fairfax. The gentleman whose arm is presently around your waist is my guardian, Mr. Jack Worthing.
I beg your pardon?
This is my Uncle Jack.
Jack? Oh!
At last, here's Ernest.
My love.
One moment, Ernest. May I ask you if you are engaged to be married to this young lady?
To what young lady? Good heavens, it's Gwendolyn. Of course not. What put such an idea into your pretty little head?
There is some misunderstanding here, Miss Cardew. The gentleman who is now holding you in his arms is my cousin, Mr. Algernon Moncrief.
Algernon Moncrief? Is that your real name?
Yes. I'm afraid I can't deny it.
Is your name really Jack?
I could deny it, but the truth is my name is certainly Jack.
I think we've both been deceived, my sweet wronged Cecily.
My poor deceived Gwendolyn.
There is just one question I would like to ask your guardian, Cecily. Where is his brother Ernest? You and I are both engaged to Ernest, so we have a right to know where he is.
Gwendolyn, Cecily, it's very painful for me to admit it, but I feel I must do so. The truth is that I haven't got a brother called Ernest. In fact, I haven't got a brother at all. I never had a brother, and I haven't got the smallest intention of having one in the future.
No brother at all?
None.
Then I'm afraid, my dear Cecily, that neither of us is engaged to be married to anyone.
It's not a very pleasant situation for a girl to suddenly find herself in.
It's clear that these two gentlemen, whose behaviour is not at all gentlemanly, are entirely responsible. Let's leave them to consider their wicked behaviour.
See where your ridiculous bunburying has got you? You've deceived a sweet, innocent young girl, and that's quite inexcusable. The only good thing about it is that the Bunbury myth has exploded.
And what about you? No more running up to London to take care of your wicked brother's problems. He died in Paris, remember? And what excuse have you got for deceiving a brilliant, clever young lady like Gwendolyn, who is actually my cousin?
I just wanted to be engaged to Gwendolyn, that's all. I love her.
Well, I simply wanted to be engaged to Cecily. I adore her.
I'm Cecily's guardian, and I can tell you that there's no chance of you ever marrying her. And why are you stuffing yourself with cake? How can you sit there heartlessly eating cake when we are both in such trouble?
Eating consoles me. I always eat when I'm in trouble, and I love cake.
Well, you can't have it all. You've had enough cake, and I've had enough of you. It's time you went back to London. I'll order the carriage.
You can't expect me to leave before dinner. Besides, I've got an appointment with Reverend Chasuble at 5:45. He's going to christen me Ernest.
That's impossible. At 5:30, Reverend Chasuble is going to christen me Ernest. I made the arrangements this morning. We can't both be Ernest. You've already had a christening, and I probably never had one. So my need is greater than yours.
We'll see about that.